welcome back to another episode of Sheer Motivation. Thank you for tuning in again this week. Before we go any further, stop, hit the like, subscribe button, so that way you don't miss your dose of sheer motivation each and every week. So today I'm here with my good friend Jessica. And of course, I'm Delina. This episode is called Get That Money, Get That Baby. Get the money and get the baby, or get the baby and get the money.
Get that money or get that baby.
And for those that are listening, if you don't have time to stop and watch the whole episode on YouTube, then you can check it out on Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. Okay? So going forward, it's called what?
Get that bag or get that baby.
Oh, okay. Get that bag or get that. Okay. All right. Get the bag or get the baby. But some people got the baby in the bag.
Right. Well, and this is just something to just... is, you know, like the catchphrase of it, like right. I was telling you. But really, with your podcast, it's about how to navigate that and how you can have both.
Right.
And not lose your sanity on
it. The segue into the work-life balance.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Because, like I was telling you, it's like a metaphor of, like, get that bag, meaning, you know, working those hours, dedicating yourself and your mind and everything, body, to working and all of that. Or get that baby, dedicating yourself to family, your children, all of that. Mm. And we say it one or the other because the thing is, people say that if you are way more on one side than you are the other, then the other side is lacking somehow.
Right. Mm-hmm. So today's episode, Get That Bag or Get That Baby, is dedicated to all of the people that juggle work, family, baby, bag, baby. Bag, right. baby. But it's, you know, it's really the single fathers, the husband and wife, the single mother. Some of you aunties out there have children that you have taken in, family that you've taken in. Some of y'all have younger sisters, younger brothers. Maybe something's happened to your family. But in any event, it's led you to a place where you are juggling full on work and full on baby. So first off,
I like you to say that again.
What did I say?
Full on baby.
Right. But no, it's so hard to deal with work and all of the duties that come along with work, especially if you start a new job and you got to come home and your at home task still have to get done. So it's interesting to find. I know when I, for example, started a new job a couple years ago, like back before I'm at the job I am now, and it was really stressful trying to learn everything that was required of me. By the time I came home, I was absolutely exhausted, you know, and you know, somebody would be like, "Mine," and I'm like, "What? What do you want?" You know, and so it's tough. In this job that I've had, it required me to pass a national exam. So I had to dedicate a certain amount of time to studying. Because if I didn't pass the test, I won't go have no job. And I won't have no bag. I was just going to have the babies. So this episode is just navigating that space. So first off, do you feel like you're a better mom when you have a good job and you feel fulfilled at the job? Or are you more irritated and distant as a mom when you're hitting a rough patch at work?
I would think that, well, first off, if you love if your mentality is that you love your job and you love what you do, I feel like you're a better mom because you're loving what you do. So you're navigating things better.
Okay.
You know, so the answer to that question is I think you are a better mom all around if you love your job and the work that you're doing is work, but it doesn't really feel like work because you love it. And it's something that you like to do. You know, now if you look at work and you look at your job as just a means to pay your bills and you don't really care about, you know, you don't really like what you do. And I'm not even going to say like what you do or like the atmosphere of your job or even, should I dare say it, the people that you work with. Dum
dum dum. She walked over to the people. The people that you work with.
I'm saying that because I know, and people don't talk about it, but I know there are people who love their job, but, and it's not necessarily that the people did anything to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that.
It's just the fact you didn't choose these people to be a part of your life.
You took the words right out of my mouth because I was going to say, you, as working, you are thrown. I mean, you work in a team environment or you're working closely with other people, you're forced to be in around people and be in the presence of people that you wouldn't normally hang out with in your personal life, or somebody you wouldn't normally gravitate to in your personal life, but you're kind of thrown in there with these personalities and these people that, you know, you work with them and you get along. You know, it's not that you dislike them, but it's just that you wouldn't necessarily associate with them outside of the workplace.
And sometimes you associate with people outside of the workplace and end up being a disaster. You know, so it's like,
you cross that line to where it's like, which I will say, if I didn't cross that line with you, we would have never been friends. If I'd have treated you like, we at work, she a work person, I don't want to have nothing to do with her.
And then even when we stopped working together, we still continued our friendship. We still, see, that's that work-life family balance. Get back. Don't come in here because mommy's recording. I love you, though. Okay, back to the balance. you're right. You know, and so it's I guess the nature of it, it just has to be a balance, you know, and it has to be boundaries. That's what I learned. I learned that sometimes you develop connections with people that you work with, and some of them last for years, and then other ones are just that they're work connections that need to stay at work.
Right.
You know, and then with your kids, I feel like when you come home, there has to be a boundary between work and kids. Because there is sort of this guilt, like if you're staying over late and you have to get stuff done, but maybe you have to take somebody to a game or you have to pick somebody up from tutoring. And it's just like, how am I supposed to be here and there? And the guilt of, well, I'm at work and that's, I mean, I need that staple to be there to be able to provide. But now what I'm using to provide is spilling over into my personal life. I come home, I'm irritated with the kids, I have a short fuse. And so what I had to really make myself do is at 4:29, I give myself an extra minute.
Right.
I get off at 4:30, but at 4:29, I'm in my car. I'm in my car. So, you know, I didn't shut down my workstation like 4:20. And it's a long walk to the car, okay? So, I factor all that in. And I factor my me time. So, I separate my day. The first hour of my day, I'm going to be returning phone calls. This. And it makes my day smoother so that when I get off, I don't feel overwhelmed and overworked. You know, and I can actually enjoy my work day. So, when I come home now, and it could be too, I like what I'm doing now.
Yeah. And it's the thing, too, where it's like, even though you are cutting it off at a certain time, say 5 o'clock, 5 o'clock I'm not thinking about. You tell yourself, I'm not going to think about this, this part of my life. Now it's time to switch to personal mode, which is family and stuff. You still, depending on what type of work you do, you are still thinking about all the stuff that you have to do when you return back to that work realm in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's like some jobs and some careers make it to where it's like you cannot, like you have stuff waiting on you. You know, or you can't even take a day off because if you do, you feel the anxiety of there's, that's even going to create more hardship for me at work because I know nobody's going to do my work when I, there's nobody to do it or nobody's going to do it and it's up to me to do it. And if I'm not there, it's just kind of creating a storm that me and my sister have had that conversation before too.
And so I have a type A personality. So I'm the type of person like, when I learn something, I'm going to do my best to knock it out of the park. Mm-hmm. And then on my way home, I'm like, did I email them? Did I check mm-hmm. that? Did I put that back? Mm-hmm. Did I do that? So what I've challenged myself to do in the last couple of weeks, because I've seen people miss out on soccer games, graduations, mm-hmm. plays, right. recitals,
right.
special events, all for the sake of work.
Yep.
And when it comes down to it in that company or that private sector or whatever, they decide to clean house, if they decide to eliminate positions, mm-hmm. if they decide to whatever, expand and change mm-hmm. up the staff,
yep.
they don't stop and go, well, Sally missed
all of these personal things
yep. and really put us first.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to just go ahead and keep her. It don't work that way. So what I learned is for me, I never work more than 60 days without taking a day off for myself. And you know what I do on the day off?
What's that?
Nothing.
Right. And see, I need to be more like you because I will. I'm trying to work on that myself. I'm trying to work on that. Where I will not miss those things mm-hmm. just because of work or mm-hmm. because, you know, when I was working where we used to work, you know, I was putting in a lot of hours.
Yeah.
You know.
And I used to tell you all the time, you have a really good work. She thought I was being funny when I used to say this, by the way. I used to say, you know, I used to go, you have a really good work ethic. Mm-hmm. And I meant that from the bottom of my heart. And sometimes I'd be like, I need to channel my inner Jessica. But I just be like, you know what? I will wake up and be like,
but I agree with you on that. I wish I'm trying to be more like that. Because I really think that's the health. Your way is the healthy way.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to do this, you're going to work, and you're going to have a family, that is the healthiest way to be about it. Because like I said, it goes back to that. If you give more on one side than you do the other, and you're choosing to work and also have the both of them at the same time, then you are going to have to find that balance between the both. Otherwise, you're going to find yourself moving more closely to one side than you do the other.
And for me, I found myself being depleted. I've worked at jobs where I was supposed to get off at 3:30 and I found myself staying at 5:00 and found myself doing above and beyond some of the duties that I was assigned. And when it came time for them to clean house, they was like, toodles, you know. And I decided, you know, from that day forward, like, Now, the job that I'm at now, I actually do really like it. I feel like it gives me purpose. I feel like for the most part, I like all of my coworkers. We all kind of look out for each other. We get on each other's nerves too. But at the core of it, none of us are malicious with each other or any of those things. But again, I still didn't choose those people to be a part of my life. But I am grateful that I do get along with all of them. So I'm happier in life. I feel more fulfilled. And when I do come home, I am able to get down on my kids' level. And I think that's the hardest part about working and being a mom, or working and being a dad. Because there's single dads out here and aunties that have, like I said, took in kids, right? So when you're overworked at a job, you still got to come home and get down on each level. When my daughter lived with me, she's in college now. She doesn't live with me. But I had to get on her level. She was 17, thought she was going on 27.
Right.
And then I had Ashton, the middle baby, he was like 8 or 9, and then I had the youngest one, and it was exhausting. Some nights I didn't even eat dinner, and I was so unhappy, and I was like, I'm not doing that to myself. I'm depleting myself. And I was short, I was snappy, I was getting to work at the nick of time in the morning, and I was like, I'm not doing this no more. Like, because I'm not. And you know, I think I got the work-life balance for the most part, but my main go-to is I schedule days off well in advance for me. And some of those days, I do absolutely nothing. I lay in the bed, I sleep in, I get errands done. And some days, I don't even do that. I just lay.
And let's talk about the importance of that, of scheduling, being able and scheduling days for you to have, and what do we call them now? Mental days off.
Yeah, because I need a mental
day. Just mental days off. I'm horrible at that. I didn't take a vacation last year, and I haven't taken one yet this year.
Well, you owe it to yourself.
I know I do, and that's why I'm trying to get better at that, to where whatever is allotted to me, whatever is allotted to you, as far as where you work and the time that you are given for your vacation or personal time, I feel it's important that you take it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't, you know, but I say this kind of do as I say, not as I do, once again, because it's like I didn't do that, you know, and I still haven't done that.
And let's talk about these jobs. A lot of people can't take time off because the jobs aren't paying what they need to be paying compared to the cost of living.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of women, they
right,
say
if they don't get any paid, so I guess it's important, paid time off versus no paid time off.
Well, yeah, I mean, and you know, some people just can't afford to take a day off, but overall,
I thought when you had I thought everybody is supposed to be able, if you're working full time, I thought that was like,
I don't think it's a thing where people don't get like time off.
Mm-hmm.
I think like they accrue the minimal leave. So like for a 2-week work period, you might get 3 hours into your pot.
Well, you're talking more, see, and I know this now because I used to be with you working for the city and working for the state and things. Being now in the private sector of the things where I'm at now, I thought that every, speaking from my side now, you are a lot, whether you are hourly or not, hourly or salary, and you're full time, you're entitled to at least two weeks. Not that you're accruing anything, you're not accruing anything like you would on the other side, but by law or by whatever, they have to give you a paid vacation time, whether they say it's a week or 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, but for people with kids, it's not really much. And when you break it all down,
no, I agree.
It's like 3 hours or something to pay.
It's better on the other side because, like you said, you can accrue that time.
Mm-hmm.
So, like now, like back when I was working, when we were working together, if I didn't take any time, it was like, okay, I still have my time to use whenever I want. And I know now it's like if I don't use that 2 weeks, being in the private sector where I'm at now, I don't get to keep that. They don't let me build that up. That's 2 weeks gone, lost. Oh, well, you didn't take your 2 weeks for this year. You get another 2 weeks next year. Hopefully you'll take it then.
My job don't do me like that.
Well, I know your job don't do me like that because what you work, your working sector, that it doesn't do that. You know, because you know, city state is different. Government is different. Employees and stuff, it's different. When you're in the private sector, it's a completely different thing.
So what would you do if there's an important event for your kids and you've exhausted your leave? And you have to do something important in nature for you. It's like that. It's that play. It's that one thing that they do. It's a recital. It's a bar mitzvah, or however you say it. What do you do? You have no time. Like, how do people balance that? Like, what would you do?
Well, I'm just saying, like, I'm salary, so I'm not hourly.
Right. But what if you didn't have any time? That's my question.
I could still go. I would have to request that day off.
And they deny it.
Well, if they deny it, then I have a choice to make, don't I? Either go and then draw unemployment. No.
I have to clean out your children.
When they fire me, because I ain't going to leave willingly.
I'm knocking all the stuff over.
Right. But no, but, you know, either you request the time off and they say okay, or if you request the time off and they say no, you know, you have a choice to make, you know.
Well, yeah.
You know, in that section, you have a choice to make.
Have you ever dealt with mom guilt, like working over and just coming home and they're like...
Especially when I see fellow employees being able... Now, I'm grateful because, again, my ex-husband steps in a lot. To do a lot of things for our kids as far as doctor's appointments and taking them to places and things like that. So I'm grateful in that regard. But when it comes to other things like you're talking about, like events and sporting games and things like that, you know, I do feel guilty because sometimes I'll be like, well, I can't do it because I have to work. And it doesn't go to my mind to say, you know, why it doesn't go to my mind to say, well, I'm going to go anyway, or I'm going to leave early from work and go pick up my kids and take them here and do this and do that all the time, because I'm also thinking about what I have to get done and what I have to do to try to make my work life easier. Because if I walk away from this or I walk away from that, or I don't get that finished, or I don't, that's just one more thing I have to try to, on the already ongoing things that I have to do, that I'm going to have to deal with if I'm not here.
Yeah, see, I don't care.
I know, and I want to be like you when I grow up.
No, I'm just, as I'm listening to you, I'm like, dang, that's, I'm stressed out for you.
Right.
And I don't even work there.
You know, and I'm not trying to say anything negative about it. I'm just, and it's really, and honestly, in defense, it's really more me. Because no one has ever come to me and said, you can't go to that. You can't do that.
Right.
You can't do this. You can't go there. No one in my job has ever said that to me.
Right.
It's more me.
And see, that's what I'm saying. Like, because I used to be like that. Mm-hmm. And I realized that when it came time for them to give me a butt to kiss, mm-hmm. they didn't care. So I do care about the work that I'm doing while I'm at work. But when mm-hmm. I'm off work and I'm done, mm-hmm. I'm done. And, mm-hmm. and you know, I realized that there's a time to work and there's a time to be involved with the kids. Mm-hmm. And I've been really challenging my head and feet, as I said in season one. Your head and feet have to be in the same place,
mm-hmm.
you know. So let's transition into relationships with your coworkers.
Okay.
Now, so we have the word.
Hate them. No, I'm joking.
What I'm she joking, said.
Right? No. No, I'm joking.
I'm joking. I like a lot of the people that I work with. I really, really do. Her.
Okay. That's great. I love it.
But yeah, no, I do. It really is a very fulfilling job. It's probably
okay. I mean, I believe you.
It's probably the best job that I've ever had.
Right, I know, but
really,
you were telling the truth. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
She's going to edit some of this. But let's talk about relationships and juggling and balancing relationships with coworkers. Mm-hmm. Are there boundaries and friendships at work? Like, mm-hmm. there are boundaries with your work and mm-hmm. your personal family life.
Mm-hmm. Do I believe that? Is that what you're asking me? Oh. Now, come on. You know how I am in the workplace.
Don't talk to you. Come in the morning.
No. I am very professional and, you know, with everyone. I'm I'm not one of those people that, you know, you have some people that will immediately not like someone. Like, you know what I mean? Or you immediately are just like, you know. I'm not like that, mm-hmm. you know, at work, you know, I don't have, because if I'm working with you and we are not having a relationship outside of the job, I don't know enough about you to judge you.
Okay. I don't know. You come in and you treat everybody the same.
Exactly.
See, my problem is,
I don't come in thinking, oh, I don't like her because her shoes are ugly.
I don't come in like that. No. But I come in, my problem, I think, mm-hmm. is I come in and I'm just like, hello, everybody. I'm Delina and I'm here and we're going to work.
Yeah,
what's
yeah,
your
you
thing?
Do come yeah, in like that.
And I was like, I don't. Right. And I think.
And I will just say this, when people like you come in and I see people like you because I'm an introvert, I just be like, okay, I'm not going to stay away from that person.
Because you're an introvert and
right.
I'm more of an extrovert, but I've had to work at being an extrovert
mm-hmm.
so that I wouldn't be like a recluse. But when I work with them, because I realize that 40 hours a week, 8 mm-hmm. hours a day, or
you're
whatever,
right, you're giving a lot of your life.
Right, and
yeah.
I really want to try. My goal is always to try to make a cool relationship with mm-hmm. people I work with.
Exactly.
And then some people you like more than others, and mm-hmm. some people you develop a bond with,
mm-hmm.
i.e. as you and I.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes you open yourself up to be disappointed. You know, I've never had any major issues with any of my coworkers.
Let me see. Them knife wounds, and they healed in your back.
Yeah, girl, I got scams.
You know real well.
I got scams. Yeah, you know. But, you know, I would dust myself off and be like, okay, you cool. But mm-hmm. now I know how far to take it when mm-hmm. I have situations. So you have boundaries. You like to be friendly, mm-hmm. but from a distance.
Mm-hmm. Naturally, that's what I gravitate towards. I'm just the type of person. And this is not just work. See, that's another thing. You know, I'm kind of the same as I am at work, and that I am, you know, I will say at work I'm a little more friendlier mm-hmm. and a little more outgoing, but that's because of the nature of the work that I do, so I have to be.
Would you ever date somebody at work that you work with?
Of course. I mean, you know, if we are both free,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? It's not some undermined something. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. you know, we're both single, we're both free, and if it's allowed at work, you know, some work jobs have...
You would read the policy.
I'm just saying some jobs have a policy about fraternizing with your coworkers.
They do.
Which I don't understand that, because again, if you're both consenting adults, only thing I would say is that if you can't handle it, if the two of you can't handle it professionally and as adults... when it goes sour, or even when it becomes more. Say you meet the love of your life, you two get married.
The baby.
You're not doing favoritism now. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's your wife now, so you're giving her favoritism. Or if it's a, you know. So, you know.
That's your baby. You met a man.
Or you find, you know, you start hating each other, and you cannot control that at work. That's the only reason why those people frown upon those things. It's because most
it spills
of us,
over.
Yes, most of us as human beings have a hard time controlling, seeing work for what it is, and controlling our emotions and how we deal with people,
mm-hmm.
you know, at work that we have maybe had a personal relationship. And I've said this to you, like, mm-hmm. and I've told you this when we became friends. If we fall out or whatever, I'm not going to treat you any differently right. at work. I'm not.
I'm just going to ignore you.
No. You know, if I have to talk to you, I'm going to be professional.
Right,
you know,
right,
I'm not
right.
going to, you're not going to, my thing is, you're not going to see from me anything negative.
That part. So, yes, because there are times where you get really close to your coworkers mm-hmm. and something may happen outside of work.
Right.
And now it's like.
Exactly.
You know, and so it is important that you can, like you said, depending on what happened and how close we were.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to switch up how I handle you,
mm-hmm.
but I'm never going to let you see me act out of character, especially at work.
Right.
Because it ain't that serious, because guess what? I just don't have to talk to you outside of work.
Right. And it's not going to affect me working with you, or it's not going to affect right. me doing anything for you. And sometimes that happens. You have these relationships that go sour, and then you have that other person basically trying to sabotage you at work, you know, or try to do things that are... making you look bad, or that because they don't like, because you two were friends and now you're not friends anymore, and now she hates you, here she hates you so much,
mm-hmm.
she's, you know, doing things behind the scenes to try to sabotage your job.
Right.
If you can overcome all of that and be adults about it,
mm-hmm.
I don't see anything wrong with dating, you know. But I think most people either do that and they're adult enough about it and can handle it,
uh-huh.
or one of the other person probably leaves because they just don't want to deal with it. You
For
know?
Me, I don't know that I would date anybody that I work with. I work around, so I work in a male-dominated field. I've said this before. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, I work around a lot of men.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I would date any of them.
Mm-hmm.
Only being because I just feel like work is work for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to keep it totally separate.
Mm-hmm.
I want to come to work with a free and clear mind. Mm-hmm. I want to be cool. I don't want to have to cross boundaries. And now I hold grudges.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not gonna be. I've been unless somebody roof cave in messing around because we over at the site arguing, and I don't got time. But they be like, "You seen that roof falling in?" Mm-mm, I don't see it, but I see this fool right. So I'd rather just not even mix the two. Maybe if they worked in a whole different floor, mm-hmm. you know, and I don't. It's a situation where I don't have to work with you directly. So that would be my thing. But it's like, what if you want the baby in the bag? What if you got the job of your dreams and it's a man that just so happened to work with you and you really are into him and you like, that's my baby.
I'm for right. it. Like I said, I'm a hopeless romantic, like I always said. I don't block where love might be coming from, you know, okay. or where that person, my person might be. If he might be my person, then, you know, I'm not going to block that as long as we're both free agents and we're both willing. But see, I'm not the type of person where I make the first move anyway. I'm so old school that way. So I could have crushes on a coworker and I would never say anything. Mm-hmm. You know, I would just never act on it, mm-hmm. you know. But I would be open to it if, again, those things were in place. Mm-hmm. We're both free. There, you know, there's no, we're both adults. He carries himself like an adult and seems he can handle it. Mm-hmm. I carry myself like an adult and I seem that I can handle it. Like I said, could it be to a point where if it becomes serious, we have that conversation mm-hmm. like, well, do one of us want to leave? Just to be on the technical side and just so that there's not any type of issue, even though the policy says that there's nothing against us
co-mingling
or seeing each other.
Right.
You know, the policy. the books say, the pages say, there's nothing against it. And we're serious about it. Uh-huh. That's the key thing.
Is this
Do you want to be my husband or you just want my dolls?
You just going straight to marriage. Okay.
You know what I mean? Because, I mean, I've always dated with intent. That's the intention. You know, it's never, if I've dated someone, I was dating and maneuvering myself in a way, mm-hmm. looking for that person to be a very committed, in a committed relationship and then a marriage.
So you will be willing to mix the bag and the baby if the temperature is right. That's right. What I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I mean, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I will say though, I've never, everywhere I've worked, I've never been in that situation. You know what I mean? I'm just talking if that situation had ever happened. I mean, obviously now I'm married again. So, you know, that's not situation, but had I was single again, Back before I got, I would not block. I'm not going to be at work casing, looking at everybody like,
I would. I'd be in the parking lot.
I'm not going to do that. But I'm just going to say I would be open.
Be in the parking lot waiting on you. We met in the parking lot.
There
we did not
my
meet
husband.
Here.
There you go, right there.
We did not meet here.
So, you know, I wouldn't, I'm not saying that I'm looking, I would look for that. But I would be open to it. I'm not, like I said, I'm not going to block whoever my person might be.
Right, right.
For, you know.
So we got the bag and the babies with the kids. We got the bag and the baby with the love interest. Mm-hmm. We done talked about balance. Mm-hmm. I think balance is easier said than done. I think we all work jobs. We all put extras into our extracurricular activities outside. Well, that's safe to say. And I think we all know we have to balance the scale in order for things to run smoother. I've been really just praying, asking God to help me manage that so that I'm not overworked and overwhelmed. And one of the things, like I said, that's been helpful for me is I leave work at work. Whatever don't get done at 4:29. Because I'm in my car at that point. And it used to really bother me and I was cringy. But I leave work at work, home is home, and I challenge my feet and my mind to be in the same place at the same time.
See, and that's what I'm working on.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier said than done. Yeah, I'm working to get to your status where it's like, you know what? You know, I have to be able to make time for myself. Mm-hmm. I have to care about things that I want to care about. I have to be there. Mm-hmm. I have to give myself mental days. I got to take my vacations. If it's given to me, I should take it.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
Not, you know, so I'm working on that to get better at that. And it's really funny because I want to get to a place where I want to get to a place where I am more free to just do what I want to do.
What you want to do, girl?
I don't know. I feel like people talk about like entrepreneurship and, you know, working for yourself.
Oh, let's talk about that. Thing.
I really wish, I really want to do, I would love to do something like that.
Go,
and, you know, not because I don't want to work, because again, people talk about how, well, just because you work for yourself and you pursue entrepreneurship, you know, or business, your business for yourself, that you're not working. I don't mind hard work.
But you want,
but I want hard work for me.
Right.
And I want to do, like, if I feel like I want to bust it out, which I know my work ethic will, if I want to bust it out for 3 months in my business and grind and get that bag, if I feel like I want to take a month off for my mental health and my family, I can do that, and I have that freedom to do that because I run my own, I have my own business.
Right.
Or I'm doing my own thing. You know what I mean? So, because you will, you know, working for yourself and doing that does not mean that you don't work. You work just as hard, maybe more.
And it gives you, but if you do it right, at some point you'll reach the plateau of having that freedom of being able to take time off. And I think for me, I don't know if entrepreneurship is my lane. Because, you know, it's not for everybody. However, I feel like I'm just looking at the wires. I'm just looking at the wires.
Stay focused.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I say entrepreneurship ain't working. I'll be all over. I have a business here, I don't know if entrepreneurship is for me, but I think I could run a business for sure. I'm good at seeing the bigger picture and the plan and carrying it into fruition. I'm good at that. I'm not ruling entrepreneurship out for me. I just don't know if that's my thing. But being that I have a small child, I don't know if I would be able to dedicate what it would take to get that up and running.
Well, see, imagine the freedom that not only the entrepreneurship gives you with work, but imagine the people out here, we're talking about work-life balance.
Right.
If you have kids and you have small children and you own your business, you can bring that baby to work with you. You can bring those kids to right. I noticed that, but sometimes life out here dictates.
I was making a face for the listeners when she said that. I was making my lips started quivering. I started itching. I started having convulsions.
But you know how it is when the school calls and they're like, "You got to come get your kid because they." Because
when the school call, I don't pick up. I wait about an hour before I call them back. Transparency moment.
You know, so you know how it is when they call and they're like, "You got to come get your child," or school is out, and work is still going. You know, people, it's that entrepreneurship and having your own business gives you freedom to bring that or be at home at your home office with those children, or bring that child to your office that you've established that is your office.
Absolutely. And then in that case, you definitely have the bag and the baby.
Because I can't tell you
the same place.
Yeah. And I can't tell you how much anxiety I've had because I've never had that. I've always worked for someone or some company. That anxiety I would get when that school would call.
But you have a side business.
Yeah, I do. I do.
You got it rolling.
I know. I need. But see, here's the thing.
And when you're ready to announce and promote, you definitely can do it up here, you know, whenever you're ready. But yeah, you got it going on.
Yeah, but I need to focus on that more. But it makes it hard because I'm focusing too much over here.
Again, working. And that's the balance because you're putting that dedication and drive into somebody else's dream.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I guess in hindsight, if you don't invest the energy into your own dream, you're spending 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week, how many ever hours a year investing that energy into somebody else's dream and making them money. But what I don't want to do is get to about 75, if I'm alive to see it, and look back and be like, I wish I would have did this. I wish I would have took more time off of me, and I wish I would have, you know, stopped to smell the roses and share the moments with my kids and take a bunch of photos and have new experiences. And I guess in a nutshell, I mean, it is the bag and the baby, because you you want to have the correct balance to be able to have both but enjoy both. Mm-hmm. Doing something you love, mm-hmm. but creating memories with people you love. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that could be, you know, done in a lot of different ways. Mm-hmm. But then finding the time to cross over and give to yourself. You know, and not getting to a place in life where you'll be looking back at different time periods going, man, I wish I would have tried that thing that I've been thinking about. Mm-hmm. Or I wish I would have put a little bit more effort into this. It probably would be right here right now. You know, or whatever happened to that thing that I was so passionate about. Let me just do it. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to get so wrapped up in life and work mm-hmm. that I don't invest back into myself.
And I don't want to, and just a little secret about me, what I have has been coming over me for the last, I don't know, 5 to 10 years, I would say maybe mostly 5, 6 years, is that I don't want to lose that by chasing the bag. Like, I don't want to be out here chasing the bag. Mm-hmm. And when there's so much more out here that is, I feel for me, that is more important in life. I mean, I'm getting to a point where it's like, you know, I just want, I look at things as things, and what I'm doing in my life and what I'm trying to maintain is just to maintain these things mm-hmm. and not really focusing on, like you just said, what I want to do. Like, if the cost of what I'm doing every day is just so I can say I have a house, mm-hmm. I have a car, I have these clothes, mm-hmm. I have these things, mm-hmm. then it's like, I don't really mm-hmm. need these things.
Right.
It's
going to
give me it right. Mm-hmm. I'm the type of person that, you know, I used to watch Alaskan Bush People living off grid, you know.
I don't want you living like
that. I know you don't, but I'm just telling you that life has become
for a while I was
really
concerned.
Attractive to me, because it's like little, a tiny house, you know what I mean? Like, how can I get, because you know I'm a minimalist anyway. Like, I don't care about clothes and things and name brands and things. I don't care about those types mm-hmm. of things. It's like, how can I make those things smaller so that I can live bigger? So that I don't have to worry about, mm-hmm. you know, just give me now a sustainable roof over my head, mm-hmm. you know, and food to eat to nourish me and so that I don't starve to death. And it's like, you know...
See,
I don't have to do it.
I'm a little different in that regard. And it's
I know you're like far over the other side. I'm telling you, if I look at those people that I watch and I see them growing their own food, I see them, you know, they've built their house from the ground up with their own hands. And at the end of the day, everything is paid for. Mm-hmm. Everything is theirs.
That is beautiful.
And you don't, and so it's like when you're done all of those things, you take a step back and you're like, what's left to do? Just do what I want to do. You know, I don't have to do this. I don't have to do that unless I want to. I don't have to go here and buy this unless I want to, you know?
So that's, I mean, I think that's good. It's a mm-hmm. great point. I mean,
well, I've done it this way for 20 some years. What's wrong with living the other way for the other half of my life?
Nothing is wrong with it.
You know,
I like enjoying some of the finer things in life.
Mm-hmm.
So
you mean tell me you ain't coming to visit me in my log cabin?
Well, you know, I might come for a little bit, you know. I'll have a glass of wine with you.
See, I make my own wine.
I'm like, you put your feet in these grapes. You won't put your feet in my cup. No.
Oh, my God.
I will come and visit. and get a room at a local.
Now I will tell you, but to make you more comfortable, I'm not willing to compromise on the basic human thing that we've evolved as and been able to invent.
Oh, please tell me you're not going to use the bathroom in the bushes.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
that part, I feel like...
No, go all the way with it.
No. I feel like there should be some... If I'm going to build a little house or a home and it's going to be a minimal type of thing, I do think it should have running water, whether that is through a well or whatever. But it needs to be running water available in the home and electricity. Now, whether that electricity is through a pole or through solar panels, which I'm okay with, you know, as long as I have some form of electricity, because I feel like...
Where would you do this at? Because if it's going to be in Virginia, I'm going to have codes all over there.
I know, right? I'm going to keep you away from it. Oh, no. See, you can't have it. I'm like, get the hell out of here.
I'm going to be on it. I'm going to be like, section 3.1465-2.
I need you. That's when I need you to stop being a codes person and be my friend.
Everything and just look the other way. Life, health, and safety.
And just look the other way.
In the city of Newport News where great things are happening.
So basically, don't build it here. Don't have my homestead.
Yeah, go on over to Suffolk, Portsmouth. Go to Portsmouth. And living a tiny house.
My homestead. Don't have my homestead here. Okay.
Yeah, but you know, I love that about you. We're good friends, but we're so different. We are so different, and that's okay. I think for me, I work hard. Mm-hmm. I go to work every day. I like the finer things in life. I don't want to live in the bushes. I have no desire for a tiny house. I enjoy getting my feet done, nails mm-hmm. done. I enjoy having air conditioned mm-hmm. and plenty of room to stretch and mm-hmm. all of the things. With that being said, I don't need a mansion, mm-hmm. but I ain't gonna turn it down.
Would any of us turn down now? Somebody showed up and said, "Here's a mansion for you." I ain't gonna be like, "No, I'd rather have my bushes." No, I mean, I'm not. But I'm just saying,
I don't need a Rolls Royce, but I'll take it. Yeah. You know, but I do need a vehicle.
Anything free, I don't see anybody turning down. Come on.
Well, you know. That's true.
But I don't need it. Just like you said, you don't need it. If somebody gave it to you free, if somebody came and said, "Here's a mansion, it's yours."
Or here's a Rolls Royce, it's yours.
Exactly. I don't know anybody that's going to be like, mm-mm, I don't want that. But then again, think about it, though, in a more deeper sense. If you have the car and it's paid for, you still got to pay taxes on it. So what's that tax? It becomes an expense. If you have a mansion, you got to pay property taxes on that. It becomes an expense.
It does. But for me, I feel like I work hard so that I can enjoy some of those amenities in life. I don't want to reduce my living to be a minimum.
So you work at Closing Appliance and you have this big 13,000 square foot mansion. So how does that relate?
I don't have a 13,000 square
foot. If somebody gave you a mansion, you got to maintain it. So is your codes and compliance lifestyle going to be able to pay those expenses, your electric bill,
what
your water bill?
What I do on the side to earn my money.
Okay. Well, hey, I hear you. Okay. So I'm glad that you're thinking like, oh, yeah, I'm going to take care of this.
Somebody want to give me a mansion, I ain't going to turn it down.
Okay. You're going to find a way to get it.
I'll find a way. Okay. If I got to do something strange for a little bit, no. I never motivate the people to do that. But no, I'm just saying in a nutshell that mm-hmm. I work hard so I can enjoy some of the mm-hmm. amenities of life. I don't have a mansion. I don't necessarily need a mansion, but mm-hmm. I ain't going to turn one down if it was given to me.
Right. Nobody would.
Right.
I wouldn't feel.
I don't see myself living as a minimalist. I enjoy, you know, having the work-life balance of mm-hmm. juggling a career and the children. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's been a journey to challenge myself to stop and smell the roses and take in mm-hmm. the time frames to get, because I don't, like I said, I don't want to get old and look back on life and get to this old age where I'm living in my bed like I wish I coulda, shoulda, woulda, and right. all of the things, mm-hmm. you know. And I think that one of the most fulfilling things about being a mom is to be doing something outside of being a mom as well and being productive and doing something, you know, mm-hmm. that your kids are like, wow, that's kind of cool, mommy. You know, they see you just being productive.
Right.
And so It's something, mm-hmm. you know. So for you guys that are listening and watching, how do you juggle work and family? You know, are we checking in and spending enough time with our kids? Are we getting down on their level? If you got a 10-year-old, a 14-year-old, an 18-year-old, are you checking in with them, getting into their level, in their world? Are we making sure that we balance work and family? Are we taking time to create memories? Or how important is it for you to even do any of that stuff? What's your tips on juggling work and family? Leave it in the comments. Thank you again for tuning in, and thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for having me. Yes. I appreciate it.
Yes. And if you didn't catch the whole episode or you don't have time, you can catch it in your car on iHeartRadio, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts. Before you leave, make sure you hit that like and subscribe and share, and make sure you come back next week for another dose of sheer motivation. See you next week. Bye.